Nevada Frio Classic goes from 4-2. It's down to our final two teams here at the Fellowship House in Conshohocken. And tomorrow night at 7:30, one of these men will be participating in it. What a night he had. Earlier tonight, Love Basketball, thanks to 35 from Daywilk Tavares. And another 30-point performance joins us now. That's, of course, Malvern Prep's Ryan Williams. Congratulations, Ryan. You got to be feeling pretty good right about now about this win.
Yeah.
What a game this was from the start. Talk to me about the atmosphere of this crowd. I mean, this is a 61-year-old tournament. This is a tournament that's produced some of the biggest names. Kobe Bryant, Rip Hamilton, Rasheed Wallace, and so on and so forth. So what does this mean to you to represent Philadelphia?
It means a lot because, you know, like you said, Kobe played in this. And, like, for me to play good in this is kind of like, I'm not up there with them, but, like, hopefully these games will be remembered someday, like Kobe's games and Rasheed Wallace's games were. So, yeah.
You're a Malvern Prep student. We know that I spoke to your mom about this earlier. We know you're a 4.0 student. Right now, Penn has been really after you. Do you really want to play for the Ivies? I know you're only a sophomore, or I should say you'll be a junior this coming year. Where would you like to go and why?
Yeah, you know, Ivies are really good for me. I think so because, like,
your mom's in the teaching department because she's been a guidance counselor for over 30
years. My parents really like Ivies because, you know, it's like a great balance. This is kind of why they sent me to Malvern. Like, it's just a balance of it's a great balance of school and athletics. And yeah, I've been talking to Penn, Princeton a lot too. Like, they've been contacting me a lot. Harvard too. So yeah, I think the reason why they contacted me is kind of like the resume of being a Malvern student and performing at basketball at a high level. So yeah.
Tell us about your opponent, the Raw Sports. Boy, they are a fun team to watch. You know, last year they win the title. This year they're within a hairline of a point. So talk to me about that last play.
Yeah, you know, that team's great. They have Xavier Brown, he probably had one of the
best. He's going to have a good career, I think, at St. Joe's. I really believe that.
He has a case for having the best high school year this year out of anybody.
Yeah.
And they have the Redding kids. They always play hard. Big Thomas. Yeah, the team's great. And, you know, that last play where we hit Milan in the corner, was great. I know he was going to make it, though, because I've been playing with him since I was in middle school. And for the same team. And then that stop we got from Bud, that's what he does. Him and Mira Walker, that's what they do. They play defense.
One last question. You were playing in your first year for Paul Romanchik, the new head coach. Paul brings such a wealth of knowledge. He's a former Penn guy himself, and he's a former Carroll coach, so he knows a thing or two about winning. What was it like this year playing for him?
It was great because, like, the way he just mixes, like, letting you do your game and, like knowledge of the game together, like our plays, like, they're really, like, really based off college plays, and I really think that's going to help benefit me in the future because hopefully when I get to college at a Division I level, then I'm already going to be knowing, like, the basics of this and, like, the cuts they do and, like, stuff like that.
Yeah. So, yeah. You can also check Ryan out this weekend at Mesa, Arizona for Philly Pride, but tomorrow night he might have I'm pretty certain to say he's got a title to chase. Ryan, congratulations this win. Good to see you. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Ryan Williams again joining us here on The Voice Report. And where's beer? Where's beer? Where's Milan? Beer. See if we can just try to get a quick word from you. Of course, one of my favorite West Catholic players joining us now, Amir Walker. I call him the enforcer. You were an enforcer tonight. Your thoughts on this win and what it means to go to the Nevada Frio Finals.
I feel good, man, honestly. We play hard, play defense. Like you said, enforcer. So, like,
That works for you, right?
Yeah, I like that name.
Just talk about the play. Ryan Williams was excellent down the stretch, 32 points. Just really controlled the tempo. What do you like the most about him?
I don't know. Like so when something clicked on him, like, when he's on, he's on. You know what I'm saying? I don't think he could be, like, fucked.
I know where you're going with that. Hey, first of all, let us just say we here at The Voice Report, as the announcer for West Catholic for 7 years, want to say congratulations. First title in school history for West Catholic. What was that feeling like up at Hershey?
I felt good, man. I enjoyed this experience a lot. It was one of the best experiences of my life.
To be able to have Coach Boak and most of your teammates actually here on this Nevada Frio team, what makes this team so special?
I mean, we play defense. We play hard. Every play we play hard.
Thank you, Mayor. Bud?
Thank you.
Yeah. Bud Clark joining us. If we could just get a quick word. Your thoughts on this win, and what's it like playing with Ryan Williams in the backcourt?
It was a great win. It was fun. Do it where we did it. And it's great to play. It's great to play Ryan Williams. He's a fun player to play with.
You recently decommitted from Coppin State. What's new on the horizon? Where are you going to be playing AAU this summer?
I'm not playing AAU, but
okay. Well, you're definitely waiting. What's the latest right now for you, though?
I'm going on a visit to Merrimack. I went on a visit to FDU a couple weeks ago. And yeah,
you got a title possibly to win. Not possibly. I think it's definite. You're going to be winning this title tomorrow night. You would love sports. That should be a classic. You excited about it?
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, we hope to see you there tomorrow. Thanks, bud. Adam Clark again. Beer Walker joining us again. A final score here. Marathon Sport, 85-82. They'll play against Love Basketball, who defeated Keystone Blazers 108-97. From all of us again here at the Fellowship House, I'm Jake Schwartz. Good night, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow night at the championship at 7:30.